is as dire a circumstance that I can see in my time in trying to address the saving of rural America.
That's Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran at a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing last week on Capitol Hill. Senate appropriators argued for more disaster help for farmers while slamming USDA's positive spin on net farm income during the hearing. USDA Deputy Secretary Xochiel Torres-Small insisted recent net farm income has been pretty good.
The last 4 years, one has been a banner year, setting record numbers. The other three have all been within the 20-year national average.
Top Ag Republican John Bozeman wasn't impressed with the data point.
20-year average doesn't mean anything right now. There's no person working in America that wants to be at the 20-year average.
Especially farmers, when their costs are sky high and crop prices are in the ground. North Dakota Republican John Hoven.
Figure out your pay for the last 20 years, and you're getting the average, the 20-year average. And then figure out what your expenses are today, fuel, fertilizer, and everything else. You're way below cost. So number one, across the country, that's what our farmers are seeing.
President Biden asked Congress for $98 billion, mostly for hurricane victims and infrastructure needs. It's unclear what Congress can agree on amid uncertainty over all fiscal year 25 spending. Moran urged colleagues to direct USDA on how to spend available disaster dollars.